7 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. And today we get to talk with Brandon Henning, the superintendent at Mountain Lake Schools. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You got your raincoat on.
I do. Yeah, it's rainy. It's, you know, hasn't rained too much around here the last couple of weeks, but here it's finally here. Hoping the farmers got their crops out.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking as I was driving over.
Or at least this way they maybe get a day off.
Yeah, maybe they're liking it. They probably are like, be quiet, Henning. Yeah. You know? Let me enjoy my day.
Yeah, that is right. We got a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, quite a few things.
Let's dive right in. Let's start with enrollment.
Enrollment. So October 1st is kind of like when you have to submit for all the schools in the state, submit to the state of like, here's how many kids we have, and that impacts your funding. So we always look at October 1st because I think the state also realizes, hey, by October, I think you got the kids you're going to have. Yeah, it'll fluctuate here and there throughout the year, but for the most part, you got most kids you're going to have. So at Mountain Lake right now, our like early childhood, so our preschool to grade 12 is 497 students. And K-12 is 460. So we have quite a bit of preschoolers, which is good because as someone who's always keeping an eye on enrollment, and I'm anticipating a little bit of a dip in enrollment, to have 37 preschoolers, like, okay, that's a good number to have.
That helps, definitely.
Yeah, definitely helps. Yep.
So how does that compare to past years?
I would say right now it's pretty much the same. It's kind of the same, and like more preschool than normal, so that's helped our numbers out. Numbers-wise, the overall K-12 is down, so I'd say that's down. But we are seeing just a spike in open enrollment. So we're talking about students from outside our district boundaries. So they maybe come from Windham, they may be from Butterfield, Comfrey area, something like that, or even south into Jackson County. We're seeing that increase quite a bit. So it's almost 20% of our students here.
Wow.
It's over 19%. Of our students come from outside of Mountain Lake. So I feel good about that. Like, word must be getting out, like, hey, try Mountain Lake out if you're not liking your school experience. And, you know, from what we found is that kids come over and they enjoy it and they stay and they graduate from
here.
That's
a big number.
Yeah, and so it's been steadily increasing. A couple years ago, it was down around like 12, and so it's been going up a couple percentage points.
So it's jumping.
Yes, it is.
Fast.
Yep, it has.
Do the preschool numbers, do they count towards your student? Funding and everything's
that. Preschool doesn't count because they're not there full time. Like, they're not there. Okay. We don't have an all day preschool for like certain students. So they're here like 2 days a week for half a day or something like that. And we have different classes that are here 3 days a week for half a day. So the state accounts them appropriately on that. So
Gotcha. Like
you'll get like 2/3 of a kiddo or something of the weight of what you'd normally get for funding if they're only here, you know, obviously 2 out of the 5 days or 3 out of the 5 days.
Okay. But it's nice to see those numbers
because
it's in another year or two.
Yeah, they'll be in kindergarten.
Count.
Yeah, kindergarten. And that's mostly what I'm interested in is just when they get, are we going to have the numbers that we want to have? And so we can keep being, because right now we're a two-section school. We like being a two-section school. And we're just hoping we can keep continuing that.
All right. Very good numbers, though. That's
not bad.
You'll take them.
Yeah.
All right. So homecoming, and gone.
Yeah, way come and gone. We're almost a month away past it. But we tried something new this year. We did this volleyball tournament. I kind of referenced it a little bit last time I was here. But it was just a blast. And I think it's kind of got a push of, like, we need to bring this back. Who cares if, like, we're going to do it in, like, December or January. Let's wait for like the dog days of the winter, and let's just like let's have a week where we're just like, you know what, it's been a little bit of a slog. The students are a little ornery. The teachers are maybe a little grumpy.
Yeah, right.
So
need
let's
something
yeah,
to burn
let's,
some energy
let's, and let's do something that's fun and bring some excitement. And it was just wild to see like our student body, and we had the whole school there cheering on, and it was just loud and it was energetic and it was just a positive, lots of smiles. So I think it's something we're going to bring back in future years of just this, like, I don't know, high school volleyball tournament with the winners playing the staff. And it was so fun to watch all the staff get out there and, you know.
And make a fool of
and
themselves.
Make a basically, yes, you know. But it was good because they got to play to the crowd,
sure.
You know. And, of course, as a student, you're like, oh, I'm so glad that, you know, I get to spike the ball at so-and-so,
right.
My math teacher, right, maybe, who I didn't,
sure.
Who's been, you know, I just don't like math or whatever. So it's all in good fun, though. It was, like I said, it was a really positive event.
You are thinking that's happening again.
Oh, then. Yeah. I think if I said, you know what, we're not going to do that, I think I'd have a riot on my hands from both the staff and the students. So
that's how you know it was a successful event.
Right.
All right. Well, moving on. Let's see. Fall sports. We're kind of coming to the end of the season here.
We are. Yep. Our football regular season finishes up tomorrow night against Renville County West. So we're hoping to get a win. We don't have one on the season yet, but it could be. I mean, their team, I think they had some injuries. They started off pretty hot, and they've had some injuries on their team, just like we have too. So maybe we'll get a win here.
It'd be a nice way to end the
season. Oh, yeah, sure would be. Sure would be nice for all those kids in practicing hard out there, still playing as hard as they can. And, they had to play against Hills last Friday, and it's like when you play the number one team in the state.
Yeah.
And they've they got second in state last year, and they look very strong this year. I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't, either the champions or runners-up again this year. So it's just, you can just see, like, we're not there yet, but, a couple years, we'll see where we're at.
Yep, that's right. All right, and volleyball?
Volleyball is hitting their peak. They started off the season getting a couple wins there, and then they've had a long lull of just close ones, but couldn't get that W. And then recently now, all of a sudden, the last two games they've played, they've won over teams that have higher records than them. So they finish up at Springfield tonight, and then they have the playoffs against Martin County West this Thursday. So, I mean, I don't know.
They're
playing. That's right, and they're playing really well right now. So that's awesome to see for those girls too, because a lot of those seniors that we have been playing for a couple years. So it's good to see them kind of stack these wins together and end their volleyball careers on a high note.
Yeah, definitely. Cross country is doing really well.
Cross country is really carrying the sports of Mountain Lake right now. The girls, we knew they'd have a strong season. We anticipated that, and they've kind of held true to that and continued to just keep performing and doing well. And so they won the Red Rock Conference Championship last night. And our boys have been getting there. They've been on the cusp of like taking the championship, and they couldn't quite pull it up, but they did get second, so they're runners up in the conference. So they're anticipating going to sections here, and I guess we'll see what happens.
And when are sections?
They're next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. More than just sports, though, you know, there's a ton of stuff going on at Mountain Lake.
Yeah, the next thing on the list that the gym space is going to get fought over is the fall play. I already know our director, Travis Smith, has been, making sure he's like, hey, the volleyball, when that season's done, unfortunately, we own the gym. So that's how they do it every year. Every year when volleyball gets done, it's like, all right, it's our space now.
Yep.
So they'll be practicing in there and hitting it pretty hard. Cinderella is the play this year. It's coming up. Just, again, a lot of fun they're having. I know he's a little nervous, he had mentioned, just because we graduate a lot of good actors and actresses that have been with him for a number of years, like 5 years, and they started like nervous. Because you can start in seventh grade. So he had a number of kids that have been strong with him in all the one acts and the plays for like 5 years, and they finally all graduate. Well, now it's time for the next crop to come up, and so he hasn't had to deal with that since I think he's only been directing. I think this is his fourth year directing, so he hasn't really had to deal with that since he started. He's always had kind of like, I got my aces I can rely on.
Sure.
So now he's got some other kids who are incredibly talented who've been you've seen them on stage if you've gone to any of the shows the last couple of years. They'll be in there. So
it's their turn to step to the front.
Yep, it's their turn to step up, and it'll be fun to see. The shows are going to be on November 7th at 7 o'clock. And November 8th at 7 o'clock, and then there's a matinee show on Sunday, November 9th at 2:30. So that's the three shows
big
coming up.
Big cast.
Here. Yep. Yeah, they have about over 40 students. And the thing I love about the play is you can be whatever part you want. Really, obviously they try out for the main parts, but other than that, it's kind of like, what do you guys feel comfortable with as an individual? What do you want to do? And of course, there's some kids are like, hey, I want to be a part of this. I like the vibe, but on stage is not my thing. But I'll create props. I'll move props. I'll help out with lights and sound. So
there's a job for everybody.
Oh yeah, and if especially too, we've had kids that maybe they first said, I don't want to be on stage. I'm not interested in it. And then a little bit of coaxing, and they get to try. Like maybe they get some part where maybe they're not a main character that has lines or anything, but they're somehow in the background. It could be a dancer, it could be just part of the cast or the crew, just kind of part of a scene or something. And then you all of a sudden see, oh, I actually like that. That was actually really good. So for next year, I'm gonna try for something a little bit more. So I like that too. Like, it builds confidence in kids.
You have so much going on, and we talk about it a lot, but we talked about it even before we started, mm-hmm. that keeping the kids active and involved, whether it's sports or theater or speech or music, mm-hmm. or whatever it is, it's important to the experience of high school.
Yeah, I would agree. And it holds those kids accountable, you know, that as a kid, you're listening, you got your parents kind of, you're just my mom and dad, whatever, or you got maybe the teachers or staff members at school, whatever, what do they know? But if your own friends are holding you accountable, like, hey, for a sport, or like, hey, make sure you know your lines. We want to do well in the play. Like, don't make us look bad. Like, when your friend tells you to do it, all of a sudden, whoa, I better listen.
It's real.
The adult could say it 50 times, you wouldn't care, but the one time your friend says it, it's all of a sudden, they have all the answers, so.
Yeah, it is important. All right, so there's a lot of other stuff going on, too.
Yep, the high school is always buzzing. We got a blood drive going on next week for the student council, so that's exciting. Seniors are doing job shadowing tomorrow, so I love to see them getting out there, doing a great job, just kind of seeing the different jobs at different places that maybe they want to work at if they're not looking at college, or maybe if they are, maybe they're taking a year off. We're seeing a lot of kids start doing that, too, just like, I'm not quite ready, so I just need that year just to see what the world is like before I make a decision if I want to go to college.
Maybe get pointed in a direction.
Yep. Yeah, we've definitely have had students. We have some people right now working for us that are, like, they think they want to do education. Well, a great way to know if you want to do education is come work for the school after you graduate.
That is true.
You'll get a taste of it, and see if, okay, this is maybe something I want to do, or you know what? Nope, I don't like being on this side of it.
Yeah.
I'd rather going back to school to be something different.
Do something on the other side.
On the other side.
Yes. Very good. Relocation drill. What's that about?
Yeah, so I suppose it's been probably the fourth fall we've done it now. So we just do a drill to our relocation sites in the event of, like, if there was a gas leak at school or a fire in the building or something where, hey, we know we can't be at school anymore. So we need to go somewhere and kind of get situated and dismiss probably from that location. And so it's just more of a safety thing just to get people familiar. Obviously, with kindergarten, they've never been to them. They have no idea where they're going. We have new staff that obviously hasn't done it before. So it's something we always like to do in the fall just to make sure if there is an event that comes up that requires us to leave the building, everybody kind of knows what to do. Everybody's got a task. Everybody has a job. And everybody's confident that, oh, yeah, I know what we're doing. I know how we're doing this. And so just keeping up on the procedures, just like the practice makes perfect kind of thing. So.
Panic is always a terrible thing.
Yeah, so we just want
to familiar.
Yeah, just keep them familiar with it. And since safety is so important, we just want to make sure we're doing the right thing and stay on top of it.
Very good. Let's see. You said football tomorrow night.
Yep.
And that's because of MEA week.
MEA break, yep, coming up. So that's a good little time of the year. You know, I reflected on it by looking at our school calendar. I didn't realize that this is actually like the start of the year to MEA for a lot of like schools is the longest like time consecutively that you have with students like all year long. It's just weird to think that way.
Huh.
It doesn't seem like it's like, didn't school just start like 2 weeks
ago?
Well,
yeah,
but really,
just it
you're like,
goes
wow, really?
So
it's,
fast.
You know, it's like 6-7 weeks ago. And so if it's been that many weeks, and it's like, is there really ever a break like that? The closest you get is sometime in that like right after Easter before Memorial Day-ish time. It's kind of in there, but this technically is the longest, at least for us, that we have. So I kind of, as a little, come on, staff, you did it.
Yes.
and students, too.
Now, do staff get off during this, too?
Yeah, well, not me, but, yeah. Teachers and paraprofessional staff, students, they do, yep.
Okay, and it's just kind of an opportunity to catch your breath.
Yes, and you can go up to the cities and go to the conference up there. I know some teachers that do. So it is time for that if you want to, but obviously, I'll still be in the area.
Sure.
Here, so.
Sure. Busy week. Trying to cram it all in 3 days.
Yep.
All right. Brandon, anything else we need to mention today?
Well, since you weren't here last night, I got to bring up the cell phones because I know that was really your thing. Again, going super strong, no issues. It's amazing. Like, it's, I don't even, I think the kids are like, yep, this is what we do now. It's not even.
Really?
We don't hear any complaints from anybody.
It didn't take long to get it past
that.
No,
it seriously took like a week. All of a sudden the kids are like, oh, this is what we do. Like, for sports too, like I said, it's been a little bit adjustment because, like, for instance, yesterday I had to leave, the cross-country kids had to leave early. And when that, you just drop it off in the office. They all came in. There's a huge old box that says cross-country on it. They just dumped their phone in the box.
Throw it in.
See you later. And, you know, so it's just amazing that you'd think that this thing that seems to control all of our lives, and you just, I don't know, we just, I think I just expected much more resistance or much more, I guess, trickiness by the kids. And, I mean, maybe they're that tricky, we haven't caught them yet.
Well, and that could
that
be.
Could be. It could be.
But they're also, I think there was, is a relief.
There was, absolutely. That's one thing the students have reported. Like, there's just not a pressure to be on it. Because if you're with your friends and they're on them, it's like, well, I guess I might as well, I mean, I can't really talk to them. They're on their phone, I guess I'll do mine. So it's fun to watch what happens now after they eat is they go to these spaces and, like, there's board games being played. There's just conversation happening, and it's just amazing to see, like, I don't know, I don't want to say like the olden days,
right?
But you know, just things that, you know, it's like things that we did as you know, as students back in the day with our friends, you know, during, after lunch or something like that, or while you're like a break time. That was just, it's just awesome to watch kids communicate, because I feel like that's some skill that has been kind of lost,
right,
with our younger people, just knowing how to communicate face to face with people. So
yeah, that's a very important skill moving
I would
forward
say so.
In life.
Yeah, yes. That's life.
All right. Brandon Henning with Mountain Lake Public Schools, thank you for coming in today.
Yep, thanks for having me. I love coming.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.